welcome to a burning fire. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. One of the marks of identification of the Church of Christ of which we read in the New Testament is the way one becomes a member of that church. Now, when we speak of the terms of entrance, we have reference to the conditions that God has established to which people must conform before they are members of the church that belongs to Christ. One is not a member of His church by virtue of his physical birth or ancestry. Rather, one must be born of water and the Spirit, John 3, 3-5, in order to belong to the church, which is the house of God, which is the kingdom of God. Neither does one become a member of his church by making application to some committee of men, or by being elected by a vote of the existing membership, nor any other of the various ways that men become members of denominations. We can be sure that when the requirements for belonging to some church varies from those requirements of the New Testament, that church is not the New Testament church. Man's ways are not God's ways. Proverbs 14:12, Isaiah 55:8 and 9. Friend, salvation is in Christ, 2 Timothy 2:10. All spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. And one cannot be in Christ without being in the body, which is the church, Ephesians 1:22-23. And Christ is the head of the church, Colossians 1:18. And the church is his body, Ephesians 1:22-23 again. And the members of the church make up his body, 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 27. One cannot be in fellowship with the head without being a member of the body, which is the church. Now it is the church that the Lord is going to save, Ephesians 5 and verse 23. The saved were added to the church by the Lord, Acts 2 and verse 47. Some complain that the church does not save you, as if it makes no difference to which church you belong. But they miss the point. The church is the saved. Unless one is in the church that belongs to Christ, he is not among the saved. Contrary to much denominational doctrine, you do not do one thing to be saved and something else to join some church. In fact, man is not called upon to join anything. He is taught rather to obey the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8, because Christ is the author of salvation to them that obey him, Hebrews 5 and verse 9. When one obeys the gospel, God adds him to the body, the saved, the church, Acts 2, 41 and 47. Every person can be a member of the Lord's church without asking the permission of any other human being. What one must do to be saved is exactly the same thing he must do to be added by the Lord to the Lord's church. Men may hear the plea, "Be saved and join the church of your choice." But, friends, such a plea is as foreign to the teaching of the Bible as sin is from righteousness. Such a cry is a false doctrine of man. Our choice is to obey God or disobey God. But when we obey, God attends to the matter of church membership. Men may join denominations, but the church which Jesus established is neither a denomination nor is composed of the sum total of denominations. Scripture reveals no authority for the existence of any denomination that has, or does, or ever shall exist. But Scripture does reveal the church which was purchased by His blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. You see, it's not a question, does Christ save? He does. But what is the relationship between salvation and the church? Why, the answer is simple. It is that salvation in Christ is in His body, the church. When we turn our sincere attention to the Scripture, we can learn what people were taught, what they did in New Testament times to be saved, to be added to His church. And this is exactly what people must do now to be saved and added to that same church. What was taught? What did they do? In the book of Acts, we read of several instances of conversion. The messengers of God went forward preaching the gospel in obedience to his charge to preach. Mark 16:15. People heard the gospel of salvation. They believed it. They obeyed it. God added them to the church. Acts chapter 2. Romans 10 and verse 13 outlines the way man is saved. Hearing the gospel produces faith, a faith that demands calling on the name of the Lord. This is more than simply saying, "Lord, Lord," Matthew 7:21. There must be doing the will of God. As one studies the conversions of those on Pentecost, of the Samaritans, the Ethiopian, Saul of Tarsus, Cornelius, Lydia, the jailer, the Corinthians, he sees God's terms unfolded before him. Those people heard the gospel. They believed the gospel. They believed in Christ. And they obeyed the commands of the gospel in repentance, confessing their faith in Christ and being baptized into Christ. In every single instance, the conversion began with the preaching of the word and was completed by obedience and baptism. Every single time. Those on Pentecost did this, and the Bible says the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2 and verse 47. Today, when people will do as they did, people will be as they were, namely, members of the church, the body of Christ, Christians, the saved, the family of God. God's way is the right way, and there is none that can supplant it. There is probably nothing that we could do that would be as beneficial for those around us than to see to it that they hear such a message that tells them about being a member of the Lord's church. There is probably not one who hears these words, but has the ability to so learn the message that they could go and they could tell somebody this very saving truth before the day has ended. Every Christian knows any number of people who are lost, and they will die lost, unless they are members of his church, the saved. Is there any greater duty that we have, any more wonderful privilege that is ours, to already be a member of the church and to convey to others these simple, plain, irrefutable truths of salvation? But will we do as we ought regarding those around us? Well, that remains to be seen. But words of encouragement to do this, I send you away, and I urge you to do it now. Let people be in the church, and may they obey the gospel, and God will add them to his church. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.